Well, hello, everyone. I am here to remind you that we do not have any scripture reading for today. Today is a Saturday, and we don't have any for Sunday either. Now, this is not to say do not read your Bibles on Saturday or Sunday. It's just to say it's an opportunity to catch up if you are not already caught up. If you are caught up, this is a great chance to go back and reflect on our reading. And if you're not caught up, then it's time to catch up. We've had 25 chapters read over the course of these 5 days. That's a lot of chapters. And so if you're not caught up, that's a chance to. But if you are, it's a great chance to reflect. And I just want to walk through some of what we've read in the past 5 weeks, in the past 5 days. It feels like 5 weeks. In the past 5 days, just to remind you of some of the things that we've read. So on Monday, we read Genesis chapter 15 through 19, and this was where God cut covenant with Abraham and talked to him about his name change. And one of the key scriptures is Genesis 15:4, actually verse 5. And he says, he brought him outside. Then he brought him outside and said, look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. In chapter 16, we learn about Hagar and Ishmael and God's promise to Hagar, and specifically Genesis 16, verse 10. Then the angel of the Lord said to her, I will multiply your descendants exceedingly so that they shall not be counted for multitude. And just the example of the blessing upon Ishmael. In chapter 17, we learn about the covenant of circumcision. In chapter 18, we learn about the birth of Isaac, meaning laughter, because Sarah laughed when she didn't think it was possible. We also learn about Abraham's intercession for the land of Sodom. And in chapter 19, we learn about Sodom's destruction and Lot's rescue. And we also learn about how Lot's children were born at the hands of his daughters. On Tuesday, we read Genesis chapters 20 to 24, and we learned about the saga of Abraham and Abimelech, who took Sarah until he was warned by God to restore her. And we also learn about the birth of Isaac and the departure of Hagar and Ishmael. We learn about the faith of Abraham confirmed, even as he offered Isaac, but ultimately did not sacrifice him. In chapter 23, we learn about the death and burial of Sarah and the opportunity that Abraham had to buy the field in which she was buried. In chapter 24, we learn about how Isaac comes to take Rebekah as a bride through the actions of Eleazar. And that rounds up what we read on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we read Genesis 25 through 29, and that's where we learn about Abraham's wife, Keturah, and the children who were born to her, including Midian. That's where we learn about Abraham's death and burial, and we get to learn about the families of Ishmael and Isaac. And then we learn about the sons of Isaac, Jacob and Esau, and how Esau sold his birthright, and ultimately how Esau's blessing was stolen by the trickery of Jacob. In chapter 28, we learn about how Jacob was sent away to his uncle Laban, and he meets the beautiful, beautiful Rachel in chapter 29, and ends up marrying not just one, but two brides, Leah and Rachel. And then on Thursday, we read Genesis 30 to 34 about the struggle between Rachel and Leah as they struggle to have children, and Jacob's acquisition of two additional wives on account of his wives. We also learn about how Jacob was able to trick Laban and get his own flocks, and ultimately he runs away from Laban, and even though Laban pursues him, they finally say goodbye for good. In chapter 32, we learn about Jacob's encounter with God and the wrestling that changes his name from Jacob to Israel. In chapter 33, Jacob and Esau meet, a long-awaited reunion. And finally in 34, we read about the unfortunate story of Dinah's rape and her brother's destruction of those who did evil against her. On Friday, we read Genesis chapters 35 through 39. We learn about Jacob's return to Bethel, the death of Rachel. Finally, we read about the death of Isaac. And then we start to learn about the stories of Joseph, his dreams of greatness, the jealousy of his brothers, Joseph's ultimate sale into slavery. And then in chapter 38, we find the story of Judah and Tamar. And finally in 39, we learn about what happens to Joseph as a slave in Egypt. Spoiler alert, next week we start with Genesis chapter 40, and we learn about the prisoner's dreams and how it changes Joseph's lives forever, or Joseph's life and the life of his family forever. So lots to read ahead. Happy catching up, happy reflecting, and I'll see you again on Monday with Genesis chapters 40 through 44. Have a great weekend.